9-10 record in the playoffs in 13 years. Flacco is 5-4 in 4 years. Keep the core of the offense together, and Flacco will pass Peyton. So what you're saying then is Flacco's 5-4 record and Peyton's 9-10 record makes Flacco a better quarterback than Peyton. That's what the guys say.
Yeah. Okay.
So Jim Plunkett's 2 Super Bowls make him a better quarterback than Peyton, who has 1.
Well, Dan Marino was none.
Okay, then. All righty, then.
Argue with that logic.
I did think this was pretty interesting, this growing debate. London Fletcher, NFL Network, says this has to go away.
I think the actual bounty, this will be the end of that. You know, there's no place in the game for that.
So he says no place in the game. Michael Vick says place in the game.
It's a part of the game now. To sit here and try to make light of the situation, whether it was right or wrong, I won't try to justify that. I just think, what a team does is their own personal business. I mean, that goes on in-house.
He also said, don't get rid of it and don't take the fun out of the game. And he says he thinks there'll be a bounty on his head 13 out of the 16 games this year. That was his number.
It's a quarterback. There's always a bounty on his head. You knock him out of a game? Of course there is, especially with the way he runs.
Let's bring in a rookie, Nakamura, Ravens safety. He's going to be a free agent. He is a free agent. He'll be free to other teams to bid on beginning next Tuesday. Joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Good morning, Haruki. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good,
thanks. All right, we want to talk to you about your free agency and your plans, but let's start out with the whole bounty thing and get your take on the story. Are you surprised by the story, or do you sit there and say, yeah, no kidding, there's bounties in the NFL?
No, I'm not going to say I'm naive enough to think there wouldn't be something like that. I mean, there's 32 teams in the NFL. I'm sure there was one team that was doing it. But, as far as us, we have a little more class. You know, we play the game just to be physical, just for the sport of it. As Baltimore Ravens, we just love to play good defense and love to play physical defense. There was no financial means behind it. It was just a matter of playing the game hard as we could. And, the fact that there is something like that going on, it does seem a little crazy.
Haruki Nakamura joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Let's move on to your free agency. You know, I'm assuming you want to go somewhere where you can play and start. And, a lot of places I'm sure would love to have you. Would the things come into consideration, like you're from Cleveland, would you rather go back to a place in Ohio that where you can, you know, there's 2 teams in Ohio that you could play for? Or would you rather, like the Buccaneers are looking, the secondary's this week, they hire a new secondary coach, they'll be picking people up. Would things like that come into play? Is it, you know, a pleasant place to live, or would you want to go home, or just wherever, who's ever going to pay you the most?
You know, I think Jared Johnson put it the best, as saying, you know, I've seen myself in 32 different uniforms. You know, just this is the first time I've been through this process, and you know, it's really weird. Obviously last year we were going through the lockout. This I've been trying to buy a house and I can't buy a house unless I have a contract. So it's second year in a row that the NFL has had complete control over my life. I can't make any personal decisions. So I'm just really just ready to make a decision, try to figure out where I'm going to be. If I could come back to Baltimore, yeah, I would love to come back to Baltimore. But at the same time, with personal goals, you know, if I have the opportunity to go somewhere and get more playing time, or even possibly start, or just to compete to start, I'd be really interested in looking into that. So it's not just about money. But, as far as my career goes, you know, I would like to take the next step in my career. And, mm-hmm. Here in Baltimore, we have obviously one of the best that's ever played the game. And then we have another guy who came in and played really well last year. So it's, it's going to be a tough decision to kind of figure out where things are going to land. But, you know, Baltimore definitely has treated me well in my 4 years. And, you know, I'm so appreciative of the opportunity that, you know, John Harbaugh and Ozzie and all those guys in the front office and the coaching staff for the opportunity they've given me. I had 4 great years here as far as making the playoffs and coming in with the great draft class with, Joe, Ray, me, Zivi. We had a good 4 years here.
It's funny how you mentioned how you're kind of being held hostage here and you'd love to buy a house. Sometimes people, they look at the guys that make these ridiculous sums of money, and Arian Foster gets 5 years and $43.5 million, and Ray Rice is trying to decide whether or not the $7.7 million is going to be good enough, or whether he's going to say no to the five-year $40 million deal or the five-year $50 million, whatever it is, from the Ravens. And here you are. I don't want to say you're living paycheck to paycheck, but you live year by year, and you know no one's going to give you the $20 million signing bonus. So you are – and there's more guys like you, Hiroki.
I'm not getting that $50 million contract.
Yeah. And there's more guys like you, frankly, than there are guys like the Ray Rices and the Joe Flacco. The majority of guys on the team are year by year.
Right. I mean, it's really funny because, you know, you have fans come up to me like, oh, you're rich here. I'm like, man, you know, last year I had a $1.2 million tender. You know, that's a large chunk of money. But, you know, if you take $1.2 million and if I were to not be playing football for the rest of my life, you spread that over the next 20 years, really, I mean, I better go get a job. it's not going to last that long. So it's. You know, it's for some of the guys. You know, it's a very violent business. You know, your injuries. That's why Ray's got a really important decision to make. I mean, you know, he has an opportunity to get either $7.7 million or he can hold out and make a decision on a bigger contract. But you know, that'll be his decision. It's a very important decision as far as his life goes. I think it'll be tough to see what he does, but. All I know is he's a team guy, and he'll do whatever is best for him and also the team.
Hiroki Nakamura joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Hiroki, has your agent given you an indication about interest or staying here, moving on?
We've, he's gotten, he's had some conversation with some GMs, he said there's some interest out there. So, as far as, the way I feel, it is nice that there's other teams out there that notice that I can play well. And now interest doesn't mean contract. Interest is just talk, So it's, we'll see. These next couple of weeks will be really interesting, especially being the first time I go through it. It's going to be an interesting time. I'm just trying not to stress over it too much.
Yeah, it's got to be really stressful, right? Yeah, because, you want to play. At the same time, you want to have a job. The first person to offer you a gig might be somebody who's willing to give you that $1 million in a one-year deal, and you can come in and compete for a nickel spot or something like that, and you want to start. So I guess, how do you weigh, Hiroki, the decision of, let's just say that there's all things being equal, the quality of life is the same and the money is the same, between going to a team where you could potentially start, but it's not a very good team. They were 2-14 or 3-13 or 4-12 last year. But you know you're going to go in there and play, or going in and being a backup someplace where you might not get a chance to play, but you might get a chance to win, but you won't play as big a role.
I mean, if it's a situation where if I were to go somewhere else, then it'd be the same position I'd be here in Baltimore. I mean, I would probably think twice about leaving. But, if it is an opportunity to make a name for myself and, make an impact on a team, whether it's as a starter or in some way just to make it seem better, I'd be probably more than willing to, make that step. But, that's going to be a decision my family has to make too. It's not like it's just me picking up and going, I got to move a whole family now. So it'll be really interesting.
That's what you get for getting married. Hiroki Nakamura joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. You can't make these decisions anymore without considering everybody else.
I can't make decisions on my own anymore.
You can't make any decisions anymore. Let's put it that way.
My wife said, I was talking to her yesterday. She said, tell Dave Lee is my agent, Andy Simpson. He's like, don't let them call you. Make sure they call me first so I can make the decision. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
It wasn't in the vows, just so you know.
So, Hiroki, what else, besides sitting around stressing about where you're going to be playing next year, what have you been doing, to prepare?
Just been working out. If anything, that's been the number one thing I've been doing, getting back in shape. I feel pretty good. I took a little longer time off. Usually I'm back at it after a couple weeks of the off season, but I really took a good month and a half off, and I feel really good. And it's my body's ready to go.
Incorporating any martial arts? You come to this big martial arts family. Incorporating any stuff like that in your training?
I haven't done it in a couple years. I focus more on explosion stuff. Work on my fast twitch stuff, but it doesn't matter whether it's at home, whenever I'm with my brother Yoshi, we seem to be in the middle of a fight. So it never really leaves because it's that competitive edge between me and my brother.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yoshi was a 2-time Ohio State champion in wrestling. How do you fare against him?
He's 34 years old now, I think, and he's 3-4 inches shorter than me. He still kicks my butt. I'm like 0-50 against him lifetime.
Haruki, one more thing for you. The whole thing on the bounties, isn't part of the idea of playing in the NFL and your position on defense to hit a guy hard enough that he doesn't want to come back there again? And if that means you knock the wind out of him and he staggers off the field, you don't want to break his back, you don't want to break his neck, you don't want to ruin his knee. But isn't part of the idea that it's a violent game, and if you can hit that guy hard enough that he doesn't want to come out there again, that's a good thing for your football team?
I mean, let's be honest. What was it, 4 years ago, Ray hit Rashad Mendenhall?
Mm-hmm.
There was
no
bounty on that. There was no financial backing behind that. It's part of the game. And the guy came in, he was saying he's going to put up 100 yards against us and do this and that and, whatever else you said. And, it's Ray smacked him, broke his shoulder. Did Ray go into the game and say, hey, I'm going to knock this guy out and I want $10,000, $15,000? No, we don't do that. I mean, it's part of the game. That's why I said we love to play physical football. And, it's just, it just so happens that someone gets hurt. It's football. I mean, I broke my ankle because Josh Kurz was trying to tackle Ladarius Webb. And, it's just part of the game. There's always tons and tons of possibly career-ending injuries in the NFL. It doesn't mean that someone's really trying to do it. I mean, it's just people are out there playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, and people get hurt. It's football. And now people are going out there saying, hey, I'm going to go take out, Carson Palmer's knee in the wild card game. That type of stuff is, there's no room in football for that. But, if it's just flow of the game, someone gets hurt. And unfortunately, if they don't want to deal with that, don't play football.
Haruki, thank you. Best of luck when free agency starts in 6 days.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. Hopefully we'll see if I'll be back in Baltimore.
And
we will talk to you soon. That's Haruki Nakamura. Okay. I hope not, because I want the guy to start.
I like him to stay here. He's got a career here.
Nah.
Ed Reed's not going to be here forever. He's just